Hey, welcome everyone to our Purium Health Product Business Training Call. My name is Amy, calling in from the corporate office. I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium, and I'm so excited to be with you guys tonight. I'm filling in for David Litt, who's over in Europe right now with David Sandoval, and they just got done having an amazing weekend with our Platinum Health Europe team. They had their annual conference in Rosenheim, which was great. They introduced Europe now has the MVP sport, just like we have in the U.S., so they are very happy. They have certified organic power shake, which they call Hippocrates now. So many of the exciting things that we have here in the U.S., Europe is getting as well. And then after the conference, Dave and David put on the first ever European Diamond Club. So you may have seen David Litt dancing on the boat, which is really fun, all the way over in Europe, just like we do here out in the bay on the Pacific Ocean when we have Diamond Clubs in Long Beach. So it's really great. And I hope just everybody on the line knows that we do have a business that's open, a full-fledged network marketing business in Europe. So if you have European contacts, check it out at platinumeurope.biz or platinumeurope.uk would be the English website on that. So I'm so excited to be with you here tonight and talking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart, because it's a subject that's kept me going in this business and running this business and leading this business with my partner, Dave Sandoval, for all these years. Actually, looking back on it, 20 plus years. So that what I wanted to talk about tonight is the equation of what happens when you put your heart into your business and your business into your heart. And that's what I feel like I've been doing for these 22 years, and it's the only thing that's kept me going. Because as we all know in business, business isn't always about winning awards or advancing in rank, all the fun side of business when your sales are booming. So that's a great part of business, but that doesn't happen every day, every year, day in and day out, especially for 22 years. So through these 22 years, we've been on, we've had many cycles up and down with the economy. But because of the enthusiasm that we have about what we do, it creates the passion. It creates a passion that burns deep inside my soul. And so I know that when I encounter hard times, because life is life. Life is not always going to be everything that you have imagined. Life happens. But when you can go back and you can call on that passion that burns deep inside your heart, it gives you that purpose. It gives you the motivation to keep going, even when times get tough. And so that's what I want to talk about here tonight. I want to talk about how to bring that heart to the forefront of your business, because sometimes in this modern age, we're told, put that heart behind. They don't need to see your heart. They need to see your mind. Show up with your facts and show up with your figures, and let's talk logic, and that's how you're going to make the sale. But I'm here to say that that is not how I have operated this business for 20-something years. That is not how I think that you can be the most successful person that you can be. I think that even the business schools are getting behind this now, and they understand that we're not living in a sterile world. We're not living in a world where facts and figures are the most appreciated pieces of information out there. And of course, some people are still very analytical and they need that. But what most people need, and what I truly believe makes us special and different and has made me be the success where I have gained success, is because I put my heart out front. I put my heart out front, and I do my best every day to be authentic in my purpose and to create meaningful, wholehearted connections with people. And that is what I want to talk about tonight. That is what I want to encourage you. If you're a person that may be leading with facts and figures, to think about that for a minute. To think about that, because I challenge you to maybe step out, of the comfort zone of the fact and the figure and the logic in the mind, in the head games, and move it down a little lower, move it down into the heart, and connect with people, lead with connection, because we are living in an extremely lonely world out there, and testified by, you can look at testament on social media, why social media is running rampant. It's because we've lost the ability to connect with people. And so we're using our devices now to connect with people because a lot of times we've lost that person-to-person connection. We have lost that. And there's a hole that most of us, many of us in society have a gaping hole, and we are longing for connection. And so I challenge you to use that as a benefit, use that as a strategy, not to take advantage of anyone, but if you're a person that wants to help people out in the world, and I know that that is the kind of person that we have attracted to Puria, because that's the kind of person, people that Dave Sandoval and I are, is we are people that want to help others. We want to connect with others, and we want to teach them about whole food nutrition and how we can change their life by just making some small changes in their diet. And we have easy solutions in these products that we offer to be able to do that. But we have to make a connection. We have to make a connection with those people before we have the opportunity to influence them. And so a few ways that I have learned to be able to authentically connect with people is speaking your truth, is letting go of the need to be perfect, and that's a really big one, and embracing your vulnerability. And that's a big one too, because again, as we're taught, many of us growing up, we're not necessarily taught about how to connect with people from the heart. We were much more taught in school about how to connect with the logical, the head language. But we want to talk about the heart language, because that is where true connection forms. That's where where you can truly speak to someone when you're speaking your truth and connecting with the heart, building, forming that strong bond of a relationship and gaining the ability to influence them by offering them the education, offering them the products that we have. So do you see how it's a 1-2-3-step process? We open our hearts, we build a connection, we're able to influence, and we're able to educate and provide these amazing life-changing products. So let's talk about speaking our truth. So speaking our truth, get really clear on what's important to you. Get really clear what's important to you and speak it. And speak it. And so that is the way to be authentic. And sometimes we're confused. I walk around and it's very interesting because in psychology, confusion is a coping strategy. But sometimes when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I do feel confused. And sometimes if you're having a hard time figuring out and getting clarity on what your truth is, I encourage you to journal. Write it down. Like, what are the one or two or three things that are most important to you? What are the one or two or three things where you want to speak your truth about this business? Is it about the money-making opportunity? Is that your truth? Is that your story? Or is it about the health changes that can take place? Or maybe it's both. But get clarity on your truth. on that. And journaling sometimes is a really great way to do that. And talk to you know, talk to your friends. What's wonderful about Purium is we have this whole community. We have this upline community, this downline community, this sideline community where you can get together, and it's a safe place to speak your truth. It's a safe place to share your story and to have others listen and give you feedback on that. So speaking your truth is super, super important. Now, when you speak your truth, avoiding blame, because when somebody speaks their truth to you or speaks truth back to you, sometimes as human beings, we want to deflect that, and we immediately start to blame and justify and get a little defensive. So that's one thing, technically speaking, that when you are in the process of figuring out your truth, and you can even get defensive to yourself. Like, has that ever happened when you're kind of analyzing a situation, when you're trying to get clarity on something, and then you start like self-justifying, self-defending maybe the actions that you have put forward? So I encourage you to recognize when you become defensive, and whether that is to yourself when you're trying to come up and establish your truth, or when you're speaking with someone else and you're interacting with someone else and they're speaking their truth, is that being defensive can completely hinder communication. And so one way to recognize when you're becoming defensive is that if you're using a lot of I statements, like I did this or I did that, like try to take the I statements out of there, or try to recognize when you're using a lot of those I statements, because you may be getting defensive or trying to point the finger at some situation or some other person that may be getting in the way of you speaking or finding your truth. But another thing that I want to talk about that I think is extremely important, and I think these two things, they really go together. I mean, I really think all of these three things go together. But letting go of perfectionism and embracing vulnerability are two huge, like huge things that play a role in connecting at the heart level. At the heart level. And letting go of perfectionism is something that so many of us deal with. So many of us, I mean, including myself. And I just read the book by Brené Brown called The Gifts of Imperfection. And I think it is an amazing book. An amazing book that I think anyone in the network marketing profession should read. I think anyone looking to better themselves should read, to be a better communicator, to be the best person that they could be, should read, because I think many times we get held back in our endeavors, whatever that may be, because we're afraid we're not going to be perfect. We're afraid that we may not be the hero in someone's eyes. And then we're afraid we're going to lose that ability to connect with them because they don't see us as perfect. So it's all driven around this need for connection with people. And so I can remember so many times, whether it's in my business career or whether it's in my personal life, that I've just been stumped. I've been like that saying that they say, a deer in the headlights, frozen in the headlights, not being able to move right, not being able to move left, because I knew my move was not going to be perfect. And I was deathly afraid of the judgment that I perceived was going to come. And then because of that judgment, I felt like I was going to lose the connection with that person who may be judging me. And so being stuck and not being able to move, it's a terrible place to be. But if we can learn to embrace, that we are not going to be perfect in everything that we do, like we may not even be good at everything that we do, but put it in your mind, like I love this phrase, I'm not good at this yet. I'm not good at this yet. Not that I'm not good at this, but I'm not good at this yet. Because you know what? It takes practice to get almost perfect. I don't ever believe in perfection, but it takes practice to get almost perfect. And so we've got to figure out ways to get out of that being stuck, not being able to move right, not being able to move left, because when you can't move, you can't move forward. You can't move forward and go after those goals that you so desperately want. And so we don't want to find ourselves stuck. We don't want to find ourselves thinking that we're going to lose the connection with other people because we are not perfect. So many people out there, like, it's so interesting. Michael Jordan, so this is hilarious. This is hilarious. Michael Jordan, the star basketball player, got cut from his team in high school. So he was nowhere near perfect, even though we look back and think he was one of the most perfect basketball players of all time. But when he was when he was a teenager in high school, he certainly was not, but he worked at it. He worked hard, and he was not afraid to go ask for help. And that's the beautiful thing that we have here. At Purium, we have this whole community where it is a safe place, but you have to get that mindset. You have to walk into that mindset that you're here to grow, and no one is expecting anyone here to be perfect, whether it be, you know, Dave and I or a 5-star or a 4-star or a 3-star crowns. No one is expecting anyone to be perfect. We're here on this journey, and we have to keep trying. We try new things, we mess up, and we must keep going, because when your heart burns with a purpose, when your heart burns with a passion and your heart burns with a purpose, and mine is helping people through whole food nutrition, looking silly, messing up, putting yourself out there and screwing it up in that moment, it doesn't define me. It doesn't define me. And I encourage you, please do not let it define you. Please put it in your mind that we are all here to grow together. We're all here to bring light to the world, and we've got to make some mistakes along the way. And in this community, we support each other, and we're not expecting anyone to be perfect. And we promise we will never take away that love and connection because of something that someone did while trying to get this message out to the world, while trying to connect with another human being to lift them up. And so the last piece, because I know I'm running out of time, I'm going off on these tangents because they're very personal to me. Letting go of perfectionism, it's very personal to me, because if I could have figured out how to have done that 10 years ago or 8 years ago or 7 years ago, maybe even 6 years ago, this has been a long journey of needing and wanting to be perfect. I feel like I could be so much more advanced. I feel like I could have reached so many more people with my message. And so I'm still here, and I'm still connecting, and I feel so much love and light back from you guys, even when I make mistakes, even when I'm trying my best, and it's certainly not perfect. So I want you to embrace that as well. And lastly, be vulnerable. Be vulnerable, because it allows you to advance. When you're vulnerable, it might be scary. I promise you, I try new things, and it is scary, but we gotta do it anyway, because when you go back to that burning passion, when you connect with that purpose, like why you're doing this, and mine is really to heal the world with whole food nutrition, to change the world, to improve the quality of people's life. My vulnerability, risking being embarrassed because I'm trying something new, it's a drop in the bucket to what I can accomplish. So I'm asking you to open your heart. Once I realized, and it took me being in a men's group, in this business group where I am the only woman, and everyone there is 15 to 20 years my senior. So I felt like the baby girl in this group. But I realized these men in my Vistage group, in my CEO and president's group, they taught me to be vulnerable, and they listened to me when I was vulnerable. And I realized when I brought that back to my employees here at the corporate office, when I brought it into presentations at Purium, so it was like a light switch turned on. When you reveal what you are afraid of, when you reveal your story, when you tell the truth, when you don't have the need to look and be perfect all the time, people see your heart. They see the truth that you are speaking, and there's no judgment, but there is connection. There's true connection there. And as I said earlier, when you build that connection, you build that ability to influence them. And so maybe when it's an employee relationship, I'm teaching them a new skill or a new technique. But when it's a Purium relationship, I am teaching them how, in my opinion, to save their life with whole food nutrition and how to go out and teach others. So that is the burning passion that is in my heart. And those are some techniques that I use to keep myself going, even in the face of when I get scared and when my voice shakes, that I know that it is worth it and I am being called upon to do that. So we've got to be brave with our lives, so that others can be brave with theirs. That is so important. We must be brave with our lives so others can be brave with theirs. Because when you see what's possible, when you see what's possible, you know that it's possible for you as well. So it looks like my time is just about up. Thank you guys so much for being on. And I have a free ticket to give away. So I'm going to put the call into Q&A mode. So if you hear your name called, you can shout out on the line and say that you're here to claim your diamond training at our big convention, our special diamond leadership training with Eric Worre. So give me 1 second. Let me put the call into Q&A mode so you can shout out and you can collect your ticket. Okay, so you're going to have to hit *1 if you hear your name. So I am looking for Stephanie Schulmeister. She is a beautiful diamond from Colorado. I am looking for Stephanie Schulmeister. Are you on the line tonight? Because you have already qualified for going to the Eric Worre training, but I want to give you a ticket so you can pay it forward to one of your team members. Stephanie, are you with us on the line tonight? Going once, Stephanie. Okay, it looks like Stephanie may not be with us. Okay, what about, I'm looking for Shauna Kinney. She is a brand new consultant from New Mexico. Shauna Kinney, are you on the line with us tonight? So hit *1 on your phone if you are on the line tonight. Oh, darn. Okay, well, let's see. Let's see if the third time is the charm. I am looking for Sarah Rhinelander. She is a 2-star crown from Kauai. Sarah, are you on the line with us tonight to get a free ticket to the Diamond Training with Eric Worre? And Sarah will obviously be there. She's one of our sponsors of the Eric Worre, but she can pay it forward to a team member. So hit *1 on your phone if anyone is on the line tonight. Oh, darn. Well, it looks like we're not going to be able to give away a free ticket tonight, but we will be giving away another ticket tomorrow night, and Dave Sandoval will be back with his Meet the Owners call. I believe he will be talking about men's defense as that is our special going on right now. He's going to be talking about all about the great formula called Men's Defense, so you don't want to miss that tomorrow night. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to me talk about my passion and how I've let my heart be involved in this business and how you can too. So I'm going to open up the line so we can all say goodnight. Thank you so much for being on the line. Thank you, Amy.
Good night, Amy.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night,
Amy.
Bye.
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 Thank you so much, Amy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Amy. Much love. Blessings.
You too. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Amy. Great call.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Is it? Uh-huh. For closing the doors in Minecraft.
Oh.
The Minecraft guy said to us that open the doors in Minecraft.